Yeah, it was almost surreal because it looked like a Hollywood movie set. We were actually watching it from a ridge up at Kissing Camel Golf Course, and we saw it and we could hear, you know, propane bottles exploding from even up there, and then just trying to visualize from that ridge with binoculars. We had binoculars and we were kind of like looking at spots. We used Chipeta Elementary as kind of a reference spot, so we could see that Parkside was really, really in trouble. I mean, really, really in trouble. We were listening to a scanner, and we heard the fire department say, Majestic is gone. So we kind of knew that that was not going to be good. We were supposed to be out like Monday, I think, and I ended up leaving very, very late Tuesday because I was in the frame of mind that I thought Flying W would probably be our fire break, the road itself, and didn't really anticipate what happened. We pretty much packed what we needed for a few days and left. There were about 10 of us that were all staying together that were from Parkside at this person's house down in the southwest part of the city. So we kind of were all together. So we kind of hung out and kind of all talked about, you know, what was going on. And then we kind of got some unofficial reports of whose houses had burned and whose hadn't. And I actually knew at about 4 o'clock in the morning on Wednesday that my house had not burned. So I was pretty fortunate. So we just kind of comforted each other and, you know, supported each other through it. I knew the job that was going to be out ahead of us on the rebuild. We came back to a very, very broken neighborhood. You kind of felt like the 37 of us that didn't burn were just there kind of by ourselves. I mean, I'd go out at night and walk the sites just to go see, you know, like friends of mine houses, how badly they, and really everything was damaged to the point where all that was left was literally maybe two brick pillars by either side of the garage and maybe an electrical mast sticking out of the ground. And that was it. And just piles of ashes at every house, piles of ashes. As far as getting on track on what they were going to do, how they were going to proceed, how they were going to rebuild. Well, it's a huge job, especially with up to maybe 15 different builders using, because they all have to play well together. I mean, if it's one builder doing it, he kind of controls everything. If you have 15 different builders going in there, they have different subcontractors, they have different ways of doing things. Or the other really interesting thing that we didn't really anticipate after the fire was that pretty much 50% of the people did not come back to Parkside. I mean, we had a lot of people in Parkside before the fire that were probably in there early 70s to maybe late 80s, and they were like original buyers back from 1985. I know several like military families that retired in those houses, and they had traveled the world, and they had all sorts of trinkets and stuff from around the world, and it's gone. I mean, it's all their memories are just gone, and I think that's maybe one of the reasons why we had such a high amount of people not come back, because I think it was just too hard for them to come back. Because they really weren't coming back to their home. It would have been a new deal. So probably until December of that year, when I was pulling out holiday decorations, I really never had an emotional kind of release about Parkside. And you go, well, I still have them, but they don't have any of that stuff anymore. For myself, coming back in, it was like, we got to get this back on track and try to do it as quickly and as sensitive as we can to everybody. So it's basically trying to go from 0 to 60 very quickly and efficiently and putting some guideline procedures in so that everybody has kind of at least a pathway that they can go on. I have to put a shout out to the building community. Really, everybody kind of paints them as a picture where they just want profits. But they really were concerned about getting this community back and having it be something that all of us could be proud of, and also being respectful of people that lost everything. I think it's pretty amazing when people do come together what we can accomplish, because we've really accomplished a lot in 5 years.